everyone. This podcast is part of Story Mode, the podcast network of Gamefully Unemployed. You can support us and gain access to other great exclusive podcasts at patreon.com/gamefullyunemployed. That's patreon.com/GAMEFULLY unemployed, which is spelled like it sounds.
You are now listening to Choose Your Own Misadventure on Story Mode, the podcast network of Gamefully Unemployed. Welcome, Wasteland Wanderers, to another Atomic Adventure Hour, starring Jane Addams as the daring duo of digits designed for destruction, Lefty and Righty, David Bell as the maniacal mischief maker made of man and machine, Vern and Ryan Lombardi, Katie Golden as the big-time canine entwined with an auteur's mind, Werner Herzog, and Katie Willett as the agile atomic anomaly with amazing abilities, Bambi, hosted by Christian Ramirez.
But then I'm doing exercises to try to close that jaw up, tighten it up.
You got to get a strong jaw.
Yeah, it's bad because like then it would like I'd open it up and it'd like click like some kind of snake, and it's like maybe I shouldn't.
All right, welcome to the newest episode of Choose Your Own Misadventure.
Yay!
Atomic Adventure Hour. All right. So, as just in case people don't remember from last time, you guys got back to the camp where the chimps are, and Garby had attacked, and everything was on fire, and all the chimps were running around trying to put out the fires and trying to treat their wounded. So yeah, that's just for anybody who doesn't remember how the last one ended.
Right.
Yeah.
It's coming back.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So after the attack on Gombe Streams, the chimps are all in an uproar. Some are calling for an immediate retaliation. Others want to simply work on the defenses, and others still think that they should abandon their home to seek out a new location because Garby now knows exactly where they are. A small council of Breezy, Quill, Chops, and a few of the other chimp leaders are going to meet to determine what should be done about the threat, and they've invited you and Abs to sit in and advise on what course of action they should take. Chops explains that the only place they know he was based can't be the only place he lives because when they went there last time, he wasn't there. Quill explains that after researching the virus she was infected with, they've come up with a vaccine but don't have the ability to make it on a large scale yet, and they would need medical supplies to do this. Breezy points out that Garby must have had some help to program and maintain such a large number of robots. Then she remembers that the information from his computer that you hacked, so she grabs her little data pad, scrolls through, and finds that it looks like there's an invoice from a nearby Kenyan tech company called Andela that contracted some programmers and engineers to Garby for various projects. Quill interjects about the fact that in Nairobi, the location of the company, there's also a very large medical school, University of Nairobi, where they'd likely be able to find a bunch of the medical supplies that they'd need to replicate the vaccine. Chops reminds everyone about the previous time they'd clashed with Garby, and when Quill was captured, and Breezy has the realization that several of the manifests contained some coordinates for delivery/rendezvous point in Djibouti in a region.
Sorry. It really was
Djibouti.
Just
you children surrounded by children
in a region known as the graveyard, because it was one of the few regions on the continent where there was a major battle, where there were major battles immediately following the nuclear apocalypse known as the Great War. The region had been home to several military bases belonging to the various conflicted countries, and so now is littered with mostly old tech, old robots, and ghouls. So they...
Ghouls.
They will leave it to you guys to kind of determine, because you guys are going to basically be the strike team.
The muscle.
Yeah, you're going to be the muscle that's going to determine, that's going to one of these locations. So where do you guys want to go? Do you have any questions?
No. Wait, so...
You're either going to Nairobi, because you don't know the exact location of Garby's, like, wherever his other base is. You only know the one place, and he wasn't there last time. The best course of action that the chimps have agreed on is that you guys need to find out exactly where he is, like where his other bases are.
Right.
Can we disagree with the chimps?
You can.
So they were they on the fence about moving their little camp?
That was one of the things that was suggested because, I mean, it's their home.
Yeah.
So a lot of them want to stay and defend it and just like add more defenses. But there are other ones that think it would be best for them to move to a different location, just find a different place to go.
Is it a nice area?
I mean, it's the jungle around a very large lake. So it is nice. I mean, it's where they grew up. It's their home. So then they already know exactly where all like... They can get fruits and stuff like that, and
yeah
but they're pretty smart. They can find fruit.
I don't feel like that's not up to us, right? I'm just gonna do what these chimps want.
I don't know, like,
because we're the ones that have to live there.
Yeah, but also, like, we just left for a minute and then we came back and they were all on fire. So I sort of wanna. I'd rather that didn't happen again.
I smell the smell of bacon. It is a very chimpy bacon.
Oh,
God. Chimp bacon sounds awful.
It sounds delicious.
I am very hungry.
Okay, so what would you guys like to do? Basically, if you can suggest, I would say that you can recommend that they move camps. That's one thing that you can do. You can, and then you can go to one of the other two locations that I outlined in the first place.
Yeah, right. I mean, they can always
kind of,
come
those
back.
Are kind of the most obvious ones. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like DuckTales where you're choosing the game, I mean. Mm-hmm. You have to choose where to go.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I want to convince them to, like, maybe go camping somewhere else for, like, a little while if they're really invested in...
Okay.
This is their home. Like,
idea.
You take a vacation.
You make a bunch of... You fill a bunch of... pillowcases filled with monkey turds, and you put the turd cases, you draw little faces on them, and you see in this manner you have created a sort of monkey homunculus that will fool the enemy forces. Ooh. And smell deliciously like the monkey turds, and maybe save a bag of them for me to just take to sample the quality.
Okay, if you're going to be, this is what you're suggesting, I need you to roll for persuasion.
So, just separate of everything, can we have pillowcases full of shit?
Yeah. Well, it's like Blazing Saddles. You're saying make a fake town.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to Blazing Saddles Garby.
My persuasion is actually zero.
Or what is your other mental one?
There's an influence.
Influence is fine.
My influence is 5.
Okay.
Which one do I roll?
A 20.
Oh, heads up, guys. They're Priscilla both is custom making our order.
Ooh.
Nice. I rolled a 3.
8, and I rolled a 10. So they are...
They're like...
Almost convinced.
Yeah, okay. They're kind of... They're still on the fence.
But then
when I
started talking about eating all those turds, I lost them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were like, yeah, we should totally make a fake one.
And then it's like, and then they realized this was just Werner Herzog's way to get a bag of monkey turds to just have as a snack.
Into his mouth.
Snack on.
Because you were close to convincing them, they're going to send out some scouts to see if they can find another area that would be good for them to... in case they need to move.
Okay.
But they're not going to shit in sacks.
No, not yet. They're not there.
Okay, good to know.
Well, it takes time.
Minds change over time.
I just mean like be persuaded.
I just mean like physical time to like get all that shit.
That's also true.
Also fiber.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, they have a high fiber diet. They're mostly eating fruit and stuff that's like true. That. So
Metamucil.
I don't think they need extra fiber in their diet.
Supplements.
Some gummies. What is some sort of probiotic?
What are the
sugar
chimps?
Sugar-free gummy bears.
Yes, Dave.
What do the chimps think is the best course of action? What do they want us to do?
Yeah.
Right now, they think. Oh, this is you don't know.
This. You don't know what this is in response to, Dave.
But I think nice. The thing that they want, they seem to agree on, is the most immediate need is going to get more medical supplies. Just because. Doc does so have boring. That. Doc does have that. The virus that even right. if he doesn't destroy their village, he could find a way to infect some of them.
Right. And that would be bad.
Yep. Yeah. All right. What do you guys think? What do you guys
My crotch do? Is delicious.
Okay. So. Nairobi was one of the options, yes. right?
Nairobi is the option that will take you both to the university and is the location of the company that contracted workers to help him program robots.
Let's just fucking go.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's fuck him up.
And do then we let them go do what they need to do. If they need to go hide, if the chimps need to go hide, do what they have to do. Mm-hmm. But will, is there, I'm like trying to think of what technology we can have where we know where they'll be if we want to go meet
oh,
up
yeah,
with
they
them
can,
again, you know
because
what I mean?
They have little like trackers and little stuff guys, like that.
Can okay. they page us?
Yeah, okay. basically. Because they, the like the data pads and stuff that they have GPS in them. So you can, cool. yeah. You can keep track.
Although maybe they should disable that.
Yeah, so people literally don't know where they are. They go ghost. They go dark.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
We'll just be like, hopefully we run into you again in the jungle at some point.
I mean,
well, I think no matter what, even they might not leave at all. Because like I said, they were not super convinced by it. So they're going to send scouts to try to find other locations where they could move to. But as of right now, as long as you're not like super, as long as it doesn't take a really long time to accomplish the mission,
they'll probably still be there.
Then right.
There will at least be some of them there.
I want to tell the chimps, like, it can't hurt to bag your poop. Like, even if you're not going
like,
to do
start
it.
Start with
just
the plan and then, like,
can I get a goodie bag of some poop?
Yeah, you can put it in your backpack with the glitter.
Can we get a, yeah, can we get a goodie bag of poop?
Can someone shit in a bag for us, please?
A doggy bag of poop, get it. I am a dog, but also a human. It is a miserable existence.
I mean, they'll give you some poop if you want it.
Yes.
Do you guys remember when Dave, just as the chimpanzee, shit on the floor and everybody's like, why are you shitting on the floor? We're all just assuming these chimps are like really don't give like poop everywhere.
Right. I mean, now like, I
these
have...
people are really into shitting.
I have questions about the mechanics of this game now. If Dave shits as a chimpanzee, is that the same as chimpanzee shit?
No, like, it's not. It's
robot.
It has robot shit, so it's a pile of old.
Like yeah. I would say, it has the illusion of chimpanzee shit
it's
until he walks away,
shit. Okay.
And then you can see that it is in fact
it's just a
robot
sort of
shit.
A flickering hologram. It's a pile of moist turds.
Okay, so if you guys are gonna go to Nairobi, yeah. That's good. Okay, so you guys take the Breezy is also probably going to go with.
Oh yay!
He's so do we good. Think that, like, if we get to Nairobi with this giant chimpanzee who's also very person-like?
Mm-hmm. She'll wear, like, people clothes while you guys are
okay.
on your way there.
Gonna, or, like, would the people gonna, just
two,
be...
Two little girls.
She'll wear
train.
A hat, yeah.
She's not going to slam out with a clam out.
She'll just walk in vagina first into Nairobi.
You were a giant chimp, wouldn't you? I
just
would.
Just backing it up.
Yeah, she's going to be kind of incognito.
Going to put a nice little summer dress on and a fedora.
Making ovaries with her ovaries.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hi.
I'm all right. It's fine.
It's like, is every we good? Everybody good?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'm good.
So
you know,
you...
ovaries. like you know, like when you make, that's a word, right?
Yes.
I mean, ovaries okay. is a word.
Well, no, but it's also a word that means like something else.
I'm really trying to follow. What else where does it mean?
Like a plant's ovaries? Or?
No. I think I'm thinking of another word. Let me think about this a little bit.
There's certain overtures? Words that we
overtures.
Should.
Overtures. That's the overtures. Dawn. There we go.
With well, your ovaries.
Overtures with the ovaries.
Overtures.
Overtures. That's the word. Making overtures with your ovaries.
Nice.
That's it.
What I do want to ask though is Breezy like passable as a
if or you're not is paying it like attention,
ridiculous?
Well, if you're not paying attention, I don't think most people
How
are.
How big is she?
Because also, she's like 6 feet tall.
Okay.
Well, I'm 20 feet tall, so I think people will be, like, just looking at me. Yeah.
There is not a human in our party, so...
Yeah.
They're used to seeing weird stuff.
We are a haunting group of people.
A human brain.
I'm just a neon...
Yeah. It's like not a human inside of the brain, even if he has the body of an adorable but large and stupid.
And you got a robot with a Saint baby face Bernard. That's walking with you guys, so they kind of just, like, look at you guys and... Yeah. They don't really pay
attention. We walk by people and they're just like, oof. Jesus. Was that a pair of
just
hands?
Just don't make eye contact. Just keep walking.
I think all
I
of
couldn't
us,
if I wanted to.
I think all of us are very attractive except for Vernley Park. Because it's a literal baby inside Here's of a machine. Thing. There's nothing attractive about that.
I have, for Ryan, attractive as a perk, so...
Wait, Ryan Lombardi's the baby?
The baby. So Ryan Lombardi's, Vern Lombardi is the...
Shit, Dave, you can't Ryan make a baby Lombardi. Sexy.
He's got the perk
has a baby
attractive.
Face.
Has anyone he's watched got a man's The Prince body. Of Egypt recently? Baby Moses is... like flirty in a way that is very uncomfortable.
Wait, what?
I watched Prince of Egypt last night, and when the basket comes up to the queen and she opens it up, Moses is like,
goo goo gaga.
Flirty, and it's adorable, creepy. But you're also like,
baby wants your boy, yo.
Like, otherwise, she was just gonna. Throw out this baby in this basket if he wasn't like working hard for the money. I don't know. Also, Prince of Egypt is so good.
It is good,
guys.
It's a good movie.
I suggest everyone.
I'm not religious, but I like it.
It is a good movie. It was one of those underrated ones.
I do like how like when Passover and Easter sort of collide.
Coincide.
Yeah, because it's like, you know, I basically can go to one event, either Passover or Easter, and be like, I did it.
And
I did it.
What are...
I pleased all of the family somehow. No, I didn't. But you know. What?
Yes, Dave.
No, it's I don't do anything for either Easter or Passover, so I just don't know what the formal events are.
Well, there's Seders for Passover.
There's Seders and there's Masses for Easter.
Yeah, exactly.
Just a heads up. The perfection check is complete.
Oh, good.
Ooh. On our pizza, whatever the fuck that
there
means.
Better
for the
not
podcast,
be a
we're ordering a pizza.
If she is at a place.
I have the Domino's pizza tracker up on my phone. Nice.
It's great.
Priscilla is making our pizza.
If there's a Priscilla's a nice perfectionist name, I feel like. Priscilla's not going to let a marinara be oozing out of the cheese.
Yeah. But that does set really high expectations for this pizza.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, we're getting Domino's. I have medium expectations.
It's trash pizza. I mean, it's just... Delicious
well,
trash.
They got better.
It's
I, like,
delicious.
I've completely gone off the rails. We're all standing in the like at the mouth of like going into Nairobi, and we're all just like,
yeah, you're in the
but,
train
like, Domino's
station.
Pizza.
Just
also, have you guys seen Prince of Egypt? And everybody's just like, what the fuck is going on with this group of people?
To be fair, Domino's is not a steaming pile of hot turds directly in your mouth like Papa John's is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Papa John's.
Pizza Hut still reigns supreme, and I will die on that hill.
Sure, but I'm just saying, like, any pizza you get is not going to be the experience of getting liquid diarrhea in your mouth like Papa John's is.
Yes. I really feel like the garlic butter helps
like
everything.
Like, as if the titular Papa John's just squat right in front of your face and poop on
you. Right.
That's what Pop John's is like. It sucks. It's bad. It's a bad pizza.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So you arrive,
we arrive
in Nairobi.
Where we all go, okay, and then we march right into Nairobi.
Yeah. You can
go to Nairobi.
You can go to either the university first, or you can go to kind of check out the corporate headquarters of the Andela tech company.
University, I want to become smart dog boy, yeah. Good boy, yeah.
Also, you'll learning. Get lots of pets in the university.
Oh, mm-hmm. Very many pets.
College students are depressed and they need a dog to pet.
And I will dispense the wisdom upon them, such as 420.
Okay, so...
Take week times.
So, if we go to the university, we can just gather some information, like... Because I want to know what this company has, like, what their influence is, and, like... Because I feel like if there's a university, then people go from the university to the company, like...
And just, like, a little bit of the metagame, yes. They're definitely recruiting from the university that is right by...
and like,
the company headquarters. Right. That's, yes.
Guys, I guess right.
And maybe we can find a nice blonde student who speaks in a really deep voice and convince her to like drop out and then produce like crazy magic medical technology and save the chimps.
Does she also wear a black turtleneck? That was,
I don't know. I haven't met her yet, but like that seems right.
Homegirl does not know how to flat iron her hair. Like she does not put anything on her hair. No.
You need some heat protecting, guys. You
gotta put argan oils on the hair to flat iron it to that extent, to that severity. Oh my God. She's just like, I've stuck my head inside of a toaster for 5 hours, and now I'm going to scam people.
Okay.
Oh, also, Verna's dog is now Verna Blaze dog, Verna Hayes dog.
Nice.
Mm. Is it 420 on the campus?
Yes, today is 420.
Oh, great. Rad. Everybody's hot as fuck.
Too bad this won't be released on 420.
Oh, that's true. Okay.
Unless you wait until next year, it'll be 4/2020.
Oh, that's gonna be great. Anything
I mean, then all month of April next year will be 4/20.
Oh. It will be, and also that's on 4/20. It's 4/2020, so like you can wear glasses
and get
smoke
high.
Weed.
Okay, so we'd want to go to like the engineering build or like the medical building, right?
Yeah. They have a large hospital attached to it, and but they also like there's research facilities and stuff there too.
I'm gonna change. I'm a shapeshifter. I'm gonna shapeshift cool glasses, sunglasses
on. Oh, can I get some hospital scrubs and just walk around like with a stethoscope and be like, yes, doctor. Doctor.
Yeah.
I read somewhere that you can like get anywhere in a hospital if you're carrying a clipboard and you look like you mean business. Yeah.
Same
so
with
like
production. You can walk onto any set with a fucking clipboard.
Can I find a clipboard and like just use that as a disguise?
Sure. Do you want to go to the hospital first or do you want to go to
the supply closet? Get
like
our
medical
disguises.
Yes. School.
Disguises to book hospital.
Yeah, hospital,
supplies.
I guess.
Yeah.
Supply closet. Can we roll to get into the supply closet?
We should get because another thing you can get anywhere in is a hazmat suit. We should get hazmat suits.
Because nobody questions a person everybody. In a hazmat suit. If we're walking around in hazmat suits, they're going to be like, oh shit, something's happening.
Right. I'm just saying, you could walk into like any store in a hazmat suit and be like, I need to get behind the counter. And people are like, yeah, sure.
Okay. Sure, you can walk into the hospital.
All right.
Everybody roll for... Oh, that's good.
Coolness? Wait, we're not in the college yet.
No, but basically this is a... I think this... Do you want to do sneak or do you want to do persuasion? It's kind of up to you guys.
Oh.
Where's like sneak?
You
I don't
can't.
Have...
that'll be with... That'll add your agility score to this.
I would rather do sneak because I don't have persuasion.
Okay. Oh, well, I mean, the other... What are the other methods?
Oh, wait. All right, we're going... Wait,
I've
can I...
Influence.
Wait.
Is that similar to persuasion?
Influence is fine, yeah.
I'm going to shapeshift into a... Damn it. I can do mimic and like imitate someone working at the hospital.
Oh, okay. So you just want to spot one of the doctors walking out and...
Or you should have your robot part be a nurse and then Lombardi be a newborn baby. And then
do they
the
both
robot...
have shapeshift?
Or... I can only turn into Ryan. I can't be both at once.
Yeah, because the body just falls when Ryan comes out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you shapeshift into a nurse baby, but it's connected somehow, so it really is just...
What do you want to shapeshift into?
Can I? Okay, hold on. Can I shapeshift into a nurse holding a baby where my face is the baby's face and the rest of the nurse is not working?
We're not going anywhere today.
Like, it's a puppet.
We're
it's like a puppet situation.
We're still standing at the entrance
in Nairobi. You can shapeshift... I mean, there's not a limit on what you can make your...
Right, I just can't have two faces.
Right. I mean, I guess you could have the baby face.
By the way, Jorge on the is baby. On his way.
Oh, okay. Hey, it's my first name.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna shapeshift into a nurse holding a baby.
Okay,
with my face as the baby's face.
Okay, I'm gonna want you to roll just to see how convincing that disguise is.
The nurse's head just like flops to one side.
What am I rolling?
It's your
just a 20.
Yeah, wait, does the nurse even have a face?
What
does the nurse have a face? Yeah. Is it just okay?
But it doesn't function.
It's like the approximation of a face.
Yeah, it's a working. It's like it looks like a face.
Yeah.
But like the real face is the baby face.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's the one that functions.
Yeah. I got a one.
Great.
It is
really fucked up looking.
And awful looking.
Like the nurse.
Everybody notices you, and they're very intrigued by you.
So I rolled a 9.
So yeah, didn't beat
plus
9.
Okay, wait, deception. I can do deception.
You can use one of your social ones, or let me see.
Okay, deception.
Influence, if you want to.
5 d20 and 2d6. I don't know. Okay.
It's can 5, I, so it's plus 5.
Can I 12. Use agility to like?
Sneak? So I got a 14.
You're the most convincing so far.
Well, I got a 14.
Oh, 14
influence. Yeah.
Okay. Well, then you're pretty. Convincing.
I'm just acting like a
I want to like just climb on the ceiling of whatever building we're infiltrating.
Okay.
4 or 5.
You're sneaking though?
Yeah.
That's a good that's a good idea. So can I suggest another idea though?
You're okay. Yes.
We hold the hands and someone says, "Oh my god, my hands." My hands, a terrible accident.
Well, so far, I would say they look at Werner Herzog and think it's probably a therapy dog.
Mm-hmm.
They look at Bambi and they're like, oh, okay, she belongs here for something.
5 years of medical school to be called therapy dog.
I'm thinking for deception, it's more just I've become like a haze. Like,
oh, okay.
I'm not a person anymore. I'm just kind of.
Yeah, use your atomic
like
abilities.
Like, why is it foggy in here? But no one knows because I'm.
It is
and
I.
You're very sneaky.
It is yes. I, Dougie Hauser, and my purple haze.
Literally,
of medicine.
Dave is the most distracting
my
person.
My medicine haze.
So, I mean, if you guys want to use that to your advantage,
yes. I say, oh God, I need help.
Yeah. My face.
Somebody help me. It's the baby talking.
Okay, oh, that. They do pay attention to you. Okay, so you guys, Dave is preoccupied now, let's say.
A bunch of people have surrounded him.
Yeah.
What is your deal?
The doctors and nurses
so
are paying a lot of attention
so
to
now
him.
It's hands, Hayes,
yeah.
And Herzog.
Yes. Yeah. I'm going to spider creep along the ceiling.
Okay.
And keep a lookout for...
These hens have lost... The body is in a terrible accident. We need a donor body.
All right. Roll for perception. Roll for perception so you can try to find the supply closet with the fucking coats.
Okay, me too.
So this is six.
Yeah, everybody. Or the three of you, not
19.
Oh, okay. So Bambi in her cloud form is able to see basically just there's a bunch of closets, and on the end is one that's just got the supply marker on it. So if you would like to go there.
Yeah, so what my thought is, I want to, in particular, go under the door and open it from the inside out, because I'm assuming the supply closet is locked.
Yeah, sure, you can roll for that.
Okay, so that's agility, right?
Yeah, that'll be agility.
Okay, a score for that is 5. 18.
Yep, that beats it. So you guys, she opens it. Let me just make sure. See if anybody sees you. 17.
Oh, boy.
Okay, somebody noticed that
the door popped open
on its own. It was just one of the security guards doing their patrol. So what would you guys like? He's not hostile right now.
He's
can
just
I
listening.
Roll
huh.
for influence to use my dog
yeah,
charms?
Absolutely.
To show him your belly.
So I got a 2 and 5.
Jesus Christ.
Which is... 7.
He's mostly just confused by the fact that there's a large dog with a brain in its helmet. He's not, like I said, he's still not hostile, but he's very suspicious of you all now.
So the hands are going to flatten themselves on the ceiling to make themselves as inconspicuous as possible, mm-hmm. which probably doesn't work at all, but you know.
He is paying attention to Werner Herzog.
Great. Okay.
So, why are we in the supply closet again? You wanted to...
I want a stethoscope, so I am doctor. I know to medicine.
So at this point, though, none of us are human.
No.
So I'm kind of...
They're very distracted by Dave, which...
Well, can I whistle for my new companion, which is an ostrich wearing wheelies?
No.
You can. I don't know what you're going to try to do with the
He's
ostrich.
He's already so distracting right now. All the energy is towards him. I'm like trying to think...
You think that's a bad idea to bring in the ostrich?
Yeah. There's a horse in the hospital.
I need you to roll just... I guess a persuasion to see how well you're talking your way through this. What other mental and social stuff do you have? Do you have deception?
I have deception.
Okay, then roll and add deception.
All right. So I'm trying to talk my way out of this?
Yeah, you're trying to just make sure everybody's like understanding what's going on with this horrible mess that you have turned into.
Yeah, 17, and I'm like, I need help. There's something wrong with me.
Okay, yeah, so you win that.
Get me all your doctors.
There's definitely a couple doctors and nurses are trying to attend to you now.
Is there like an alpha doctor or nurse that like... I'm trying to create as much of a distraction as possible.
Yeah, I'd say one of the shift leaders is paying attention to you right now.
I want
to
use hallucination.
You're crazy baby.
I want to use hallucination. I want him to think... Is it a hem or a her?
We'll say it's a lady.
Okay, I want her to think that her hands have become pasta strainers that have pasta in them. And I want to be like, don't drop that pasta!
Okay.
Don't drop the pasta.
Okay. Meanwhile, I'm just standing in the supply closet like, what the fuck, guys? What are we doing?
Okay, roll for that one, I guess.
I'm not sure how.
So what is your influence score?
I want to say zero.
Okay. So you don't get any advantage to it.
All right, so I just roll.
Yeah.
Yours versus theirs. 16.
16. It's tied. I'll give you the tie.
Yes!
So
to drop the pasta!
They see pasta strainers as their hands. And they start freaking out, which is drawing more attention to you guys.
Oh, okay. Also, I have hallucination. Can I try to do a hallucination?
You can.
Let me roll for that. I got 4, but I also have 5.
Okay. So. Let's see what this security guard thinks of your... Oh, no. They got an 11.
Well, what I tried to do was a very handsome adult Neil Patrick Harris doctor. But what I did instead is, because my mind wanders, because to remind the folks out there, I'm a Saint Bernard with the brain... Werner Herzog, sort of on top of its head. It's sort of a fused brain situation. So, but there's a lot of dog influence going on. So the dog part of the Werner Herzog is also thinking about things like a nice dog butt. So what happens is it's Neil Patrick Harris's body, and then just a corgi's ass for a face, and the tail is wagging furiously.
Okay.
And so it's just like, doctor, doctor, I'm a doctor.
The anus just flexing words.
Doctor, I need to nurse that.
So that security guard that sees this clearly thinks that it's like a hologram or something. Mm-hmm. This is obviously bad.
Also, I want to add one thing is that Werner Herzog is very excited by his own hallucinations. Now trying to sniff the butt of the corgi butt on Neil Patrick Harris's body, which is sort of funny because like Werner Herzog is a dog body with Werner Herzog's brain, and then the Neil Patrick Harris hallucination is Neil Patrick Harris's body with a dog ass for a face. It's sort of a yin and a yang sort of situation. Mm-hmm. So that's going on. That's what's happening.
All right, what would Bambi and Hens like to do?
Distraction. Ooh, pizza! Sorry.
Pizza?
Just a second.
Sorry, I podcast.
See if we get pizza.
I'm not cutting this out, podcast.
All right. So what would you like to do,
Jane? Brought to you by
Jane?
Domino's.
While this distraction is happening, yeah. I'm going to fall from the ceiling and try to turn the handle on the closet.
Oh, well, the closet is open.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go in there and I'm going to try to find a clipboard.
Okay. Okay. Go roll for your searching.
You could put it there or in the kitchen.
Plus, what is your, do you have any mental or social?
I have logic and perception and learning.
I'd say go by logic.
Okay. So 15?
Okay. So you find a clipboard. Cool. You have a good view of. It's not a very big closet. It doesn't look like anything's hidden in it. There's some extra lab coats. There's gloves. There's
I'm gonna pop myself expect. Into a lab coat so that my hands are like sticking out the armholes, mm-hmm. and I'm gonna like ghost through the hallways as a lab coat with my clipboard.
We are horrifying.
And I'm gonna fly down toward just like somewhere a little bit calmer,
mm-hmm.
Where there isn't a corgi ass.
Yeah. Okay. So like you want to go toward a waiting room or something like that?
That'd be good. Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah. Let's go freak out the waiting room.
All right.
You just got in a lab coat.
Yes. Yeah.
And you're heading away from the thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes. With a clipboard.
Okay. So I just want to, as I'm still particulate and kind of people can't see me.
Yeah.
I just want to look around and just see if there's any clues. What's the company's name?
To double check. The company's called Undella.
Okay. Yeah. Is there any way I can just like look around and see if there's any...
There's
nothing really at the hospital, though, right?
No, they're not involved with the hospital. They're a tech company. Mm-hmm. Some of the products they use, like the data pads and stuff like that, will be from Andela, but mm-hmm. they're not particularly. They're not a medical supplies company. So.
So what I'm gonna do is I want to find the breaker, the circuit breaker, mm-hmm. and turn off all the electricity in the building.
Oh, boy.
So we can get out of here.
Okay.
That's my plan.
So just to be clear, there was no reason to go in here.
No.
No.
All right, just making sure.
KG wanted a lab coat.
Right.
And now Jane has a lab coat.
Nice.
Can I get a stethoscope from the...
Sure, you can try to, but the security guard is paying attention to you.
Can I... warp in more corgi butts.
Wait, can I do my thing, though?
Yeah.
Can I roll perception to find the circuit breaker?
You can.
5, but 3, so 8.
You don't know. There's no circuit breaker on this level of the hospital.
Okay.
So.
Are there any patient rooms on this level?
No, this level is mostly just like, there's the emergency room, which is on the, because you're on the ground level. And then it's mostly just offices and supply closets and stuff like that.
Okay. Can I zoom around and try to find where the patients are?
Sure.
Okay. I'm going to do that.
Okay. Go roll perception just to see if you... 10 plus...
13.
Okay. Yeah, you can see the little wing of where some of the patients are.
Okay. I'm gonna zip down there and see if there's anybody who's in like a patient... room thing alone, like maybe an elderly person.
Okay.
Are you gonna scam an old person like that?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
All right. Let me just see if anybody notices you, because they're pretty distracted. Okay, nobody notices you.
Great. Do I find myself an old person?
You have found an old person in one of the patient rooms.
I'm gonna zip in there and introduce myself as Dr. Hands.
Okay. Okay. And
and I'm gonna say, look, there's been a leak of some experimental gaseous medication, so everyone is experiencing slight hallucinations. There's no reason to be alarmed.
Okay.
However, I might appear not to have a body. That's normal.
Okay. Roll for persuasion, I guess, or one of 6. The old person does not believe. They start freaking out and hitting their nurse call button.
It's all right.
You might have to smother this.
I mean, nurses are probably going to be on the way already.
Okay, I'm going to continue this plan. I'm going to find the next person to explain that they may have.
Try on the next person.
Cool. I zip into the next room.
Same explanation?
Yep.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
She does this with every single room.
18. Hey! That's good.
So 21.
17.
You got someone with questionable mental faculties.
Their mental faculties aren't 100%. So they believe you.
Great. Is this another old person? Or
yes, it's another old person.
So, we're going to get this gas leak taken care of very soon. But in the meantime, can you tell me everything you know about the Undella Corporation?
I mean, they just end up telling you the stuff that you kind of already know from the, like, the Wikipedia articles and the chimps have the internet. So they were able to, you know the same thing. They give you no new information.
Okay, well.
Can I roll to see if I do more hallucinations?
Sure.
All right, got a 9 plus 5. 15.
He's not going to believe you, whatever the hallucination is.
See, what happened is I tried to summon another Neil Patrick Harris, and this time the face is correct. However, his hands are both corgi butts.
All right, he's still not aggressive towards you, but he's kind of like trying to shoo you out of the hospital. He's trying to like, all right, dog, you need to go. You're obviously not a therapy dog. Right,
magical dog. Telepathic dog who's summoning Neil Patrick Harris corgi abominations.
Yeah. Can I go or no?
Yeah.
Is Dave? What's Dave doing?
Dave has thoroughly distracted people, and the shift leader right now thinks that their hands are.
Am I at the entrance? I'm still at the entrance, right?
Yeah, you're still in like the entrance to the emergency room.
So what I'm gonna do then, as my radioactive particulate cloud self, is I'm gonna pop into the. I want to pop into the overhead speaker and say. Hi, we're experiencing a gas leak. If you're seeing anything out of the ordinary, don't worry. It's just a hallucination caused by this gas. We're working on getting the leak fixed. You are in no actual danger, but just anything you see here that may seem out of the ordinary is not real.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh no, it's a gas leak. I'm very afraid. I don't understand that this is a ruse. 14.
Okay. Let's see how many people believe you.
Oh my god! Fuck.
What does that mean?
Fuck. Everybody is alarmed by what's going on.
We just need to leave.
You're very suspicious.
I think we just need to get the fuck out of here.
I think it's time for me to roll about my ostrich.
I mean, yeah, we might as well burn it all down.
Yep.
Why not have a giant ostrich?
So I rolled a 10.
Burn a hospital.
I rolled a 10.
No, not yet. I'm
good. I have telepathically summoned my ostrich. Okay. I don't know what the
10
means.
I mean, it's there.
And the ostrich rolls in on a pair of wheelies and just starts terrorizing everybody because it's an ostrich.
Okay. All right. I mean, they're hostile towards the ostrich, but...
But that's on the ostrich. That's its problem now.
Right.
All
right.
What would you guys like to do?
Bail.
You're a bail? Okay.
I'm going to... Yeah, I think I'm just going to run.
Okay. Anybody else?
Yeah,
I'm assuming everybody's going to bail.
I'm going to be out a window because I'm particulate. Should I roll?
Yeah, just roll for your escape.
I shouldn't have said that because I'm going to roll low and then I'm not going to escape.
I rolled a 3.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
I
rolled a 16.
Okay, you're
and agility is 5, clean. So 21. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to fly out a window.
Escape, and then I pause and I start licking my butthole. Yeah. Just going to town in it. Like, you know that real frantic thing where it's like...
Yeah.
I'll do that for a while.
All right, go ahead and roll just for your escape.
Just for my butthole. 7.
I rolled a one for running out.
He trips over his own
you
feet.
You trip and your illusion could like collapses because you were so... So they see Vern Lombardi and okay. Besides the doctor who is still pasta strainer hands and okay. is distracting some people.
Wow.
I say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
We were doing so well.
I'm so sorry.
Were we just all... No, I mean like prior okay. to this meetup.
Security got an 8. So they're so distracted with all the insanity
they
that's
going
on.
They don't know what fire to put out yeah, first.
That they just kind of... Like, they're running around with it with their heads cut off, pretty much. And you guys make it out.
Yay!
What about the ostrich? He's still in there.
I'd say, I mean, that's up to you if you're going to recall your ostrich.
Well, let me roll to see how the ostrich is doing. Got it. Oh, so it's not doing good. I think it's probably making a scene.
Yeah.
Probably embarrassing itself a lot. Uh-huh.
Maybe it's getting nervous and doing the thing ostriches do and trying to shove its head into the sand, but it's just ramming its face into the tile.
It's stuck in an MRI machine.
They are very mad at the ostrich right now.
I rolled a
17.
It's in an MRI machine. Its ass is sticking out. It's causing a fuss, kicking orderlies in the face.
So we're just like security guards are going to attack your ostrich.
Oh, so we're going to be outside this hospital, just all like breathing heavily, while just the sounds of an ostrich getting attacked is emanating from the hospital.
Yeah.
Should I roll to see how good my ostrich does?
Yeah, you can roll to see what your ostrich.
It rolled another 2. It's not doing good. It's doing very bad.
All right. Well, they're gonna try to shoot your ostrich.
Oh no!
17.
It's dead now.
They
kill it. They kill the rip in peace ostrich on wheelies.
Double check just to see how much damage they did to it. They only did 4 damage, so it's
a slow death.
It's it's like disabled.
The crying, the wail of an injured ostrich is going like, rah! Rah!
And since the ostrich is disabled, let's just see. Yeah, they killed your ostrich.
Aww. Rip in peace. Ostrich.
That was a fast ostrich. Yeah.
Live fast, die young. Ostriches do it well.
From 2200 to 2200. When year is this?
It literally just heeled in screaming, went headfirst into an MRI machine, and then was shot immediately by a bunch of orderlies.
Over and over again.
Did you conjure this ostrich?
No, it was a companion.
Okay.
If I get rid of this, can I choose a new feat?
You can, I'll let you get a new companion. Probably just
I don't need a new companion.
Yes, you can
it.
Do something else.
I'd like to do something else. I don't need any other friends other than my poor dead wheelie ostrich.
All right. So you guys are out of the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
What would you like to do?
Mourn the ostrich.
You mourn the ostrich.
It has a short
few words.
Life, and like many lives, it was out like a flame from a candle. Poor wheelie ostrich, it did not know what hit it. It did not understand its brief, cruel existence.
Hands plays Candle in the Wind by Elton John through its speakers.
Now I would like to do the ceremonial crotch lick in respect for my ostrich friend.
You lived your life like a candle in the wind.
and now,
okay. Now, what would you guys like to do to move on from this?
I say we just go
disaster.
I would like ice cream.
Our music is produced by Chris Corlew. Follow him on Twitter at TheCorlew, CORLEW, and find more music at shipwreckedsailor.bandcamp.com. Our artwork is produced by Justin Brown. You can follow him on Twitter at Justin T. Brown, and find more of his artwork at artnessbyjustinbrown.com and justinbrown.info.